And then police that are in the fortress and are begging for us to send men to keep them from being murdered in the police fortress. And we've got to answer that immediately. I told them to tell McNamara that my disposition would be, if we could get them there without getting them murdered, to go and protect them. I don't think that God Almighty is going to excuse me for sitting with adequate forces and letting them murder human beings. I don't care who they are.
I wonder if
they've been doing that for 3 days and we've done nothing. I just feel terrible about it.
I wonder if we couldn't first try to get Bosch and the commanding Colonel Camayo and ask him to...
We've pled with the Camayo for 3 days to quit firing on them, and they just let the Turkish bazookas.
Well, he's got his orders now, and should to be announced at 12 o'clock if all this works out all right. And if you fellas can wait till after 12, it might be a good idea. And if Bosch does this, and Weston also announces it, you know, they're both going to junk it up, claim victory and God knows what. And I think if they just call for a ceasefire, that ought to be enough for us. And then a couple of hours after that, if the firing doesn't cease, we're in a much better position to take some action.
I'll just tell him to wait 30 minutes. It's now 20 minutes of 12, and let's see what he says. And you try to get a hold of this woman, and we ought to put as much cloak on it as we can, but I don't believe we ought to let them Castro set up his government when he announces victory and sets it up and takes operating, do you?
We can't do it. We absolutely cannot. We just want to keep as many people on our side as possible.
Who can we get to talk to Venezuela and some of these people?
I've got Teddy Moscoso waiting on the other phone.
All right, goodbye. Goodbye. Bye.